Yo, 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 we out here live and living color. We doing it real big. I'm LaTanya LaPeach, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in to an episode of LaTanya LaPeach Presents. I want to start off by saying that I hope you all are doing well, and I know that these are very unprecedented times. How many times have you heard that shit? But I pray that you and yours are all doing well and feeling well. Here on my home front, I'm well. I believe my family's well. They're here. And we are absolutely, totally, 100% quarantining. Are we 100% quarantining? I don't fucking know. We're not out and about. I mean, we're going out for essentials, you know. I'm still working, so I am going out to work and running errands and shit like that. But that's pretty much it. It's very trying times. But you know what? I'm podcasting. You know, watching all the Instagram battles and social media has really, you know, turned up for me because that's what's helping me get through right now. You know, I'm watch what I can, or I'm watching what I'm watching on Netflix and Amazon Prime, and I have a Fire Stick, so I'm definitely keeping myself busy. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, we just having a family discussion, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing heavy. Is, you know, view this as you sitting down with your homegirl or your homeboy or whatever, and you just shooting this shit. But I was just wondering, if you're single, you know, over 40, I'm over 40, you know, but if you're single right now and don't have a steady beau, or, you know, if you're not in like a steady relationship right now, like, what is COVID doing for your love life? Is COVID making you quarantine and not get a little bit, or you find yourself, you know, allowing certain people to come through, or you sliding out to go see certain people? I don't know. It's not my story, because I really feel like with this whole COVID shit, like, if you don't have somebody that you seeing, you know, regularly or in some sort of relationship, you know, then you ain't going out here for randoms, or is motherfuckers going out here random? I don't know. These young people, they say they not properly social distancing. But I feel like with COVID, can't you make some exceptions? Like, what if, all right, look at it like this. If you got, you know, you got a thing, you know what I mean? And you be hollering at her, you know what I mean? And you know, you want some alone time, you want some adult time, you want to get laid. Let's keep it like that. Like, do you hit up homegirl? Do you reach out to that nigga and be like, you know, what you doing? You know what I mean? Or y'all like really doing the whole Zoom and FaceTime shit, and y'all, you know, fucking each other virtually. And no judgment zone over here, because, you know, I fucked virtually before. I don't mind it. It can be fun. But I don't know. I mean, what precautions are you guys, you know, feel is necessary? Like, you feel like it's not worth the risk, you know, going out there and just going into somebody's house and touching their doorknobs, in their banister, and using their bathroom, and walking into their room, and laying on their sheets. It sounds so fucking gross. That's the world we live in right now. It's just like, if you don't have like your main person that you're seeing or dating or whatever, I just couldn't imagine right now just doing that with somebody. You just like, if that dick is worth the risk. You know what I mean? I don't know. COVID taking a lot of people out of here and is doing shit. And I think you got to be smart about your lay, you know, especially cautious about who you laying with. You know, you in the bed with somebody, can you imagine this motherfucker just start coughing? You like, what? Like, motherfuckers just start coughing and, no, I got allergies, because that's what they're going to hit you with. I got allergies. Okay, yeah, you got allergies, and you just so happen to be allergic to some shit when I come around, huh? You know? I don't think I want to be laying in bed with somebody and they just start coughing and shit. That's gonna lighten the mood, I would think, you know? But I don't know. I mean, to each his own. Some people are risk takers, you know? They like, man, fuck that. I'm going to get that ass. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I'm creeping out after the curfew. Because you know we got a curfew here in Philly. You know what I mean? We got a curfew. So they say, you know, you're only supposed to be traveling between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless, you know, working or doing essentials or something like that. But shit, though, but 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., that's booty call hours, is it not? I mean, you know, motherfucker hit you up at midnight. Yo, I just got off at 11. I'm home, about to jump in the shower. Like, you gonna come through? I ain't saying this my story. I'm just saying people tell me shit. Yo, you gonna come through, whatever. I'm saying I'll leave the door unlocked for you, you know what I mean? You know, before this COVID shit, he be like, you know what? Let me go over here. You know, he calling for a bitch. Let me see what's up. You know what I mean? Now, I gotta sneak out the house. Hope the police don't ask me where I'm going. Because I've heard people say that they've been stopped by the police. You know, like, ma'am, where are you going? You know, it's 10 o'clock at night. You know, are you an essential worker? You got any ID? Like, you don't want to get stopped by the police to get to your boyfriend's house or your girl house to get a little dead, the pussy. I mean, like, do you really? I don't think you want to. I don't know. I got something for the police. I'm considered essential. I've always been essential. I'm La Peach. However, no, I'm a hospital worker, so they tell us just to show our badge, you know, if we were to, you know, get stopped by the police or they ask us any questions, show your badge. So, for me, if I was creeping out on a late night or whatever, I'd just show my badge and be like, officer, I'm just getting off work. I'm headed home. I'll see some fly shit like that, you know what I mean? And then in this day and time, hopefully they just be like, oh, okay, well, be careful, you know, stay safe. And talk to me from the car, you know, and don't get in my window space because, you know, sometimes, you know, when officers stop you, they start yelling and shit. They start spitting. Like, this ain't the time to be talking while you spit. You know what I mean? It's the same laying in bed with a motherfucker and they start coughing. Like, this ain't the time for that. You know, so if I show you my badge and I hit you with a funky little lie shit, you know what I mean? Let me be. So that's what you got to do, ladies and gents. Y'all got to, you know, tell people that y'all essential workers. And you just getting off work and you on your way home to get some rest because you got to get back up early in the morning. But in real life, you probably going to get some penis or you going to get some yams or something, you know. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to you know, talk your way out of that shit if the police just so happen to pull you over. If it's that serious. It might not be that serious, but I have had people tell me that. You know, they've been traveling at night and police have, you know, stopped them. Like, seen them getting in a car or getting out of a car or some random shit like that, you know what I mean? So you never know. But COVID is definitely having me looking at, you know, relationships and intimacy and sex a little different. It is. It's definitely doing that. So I don't know. You guys, you know, y'all can always send me a message, click on the link, let me know, tell me how you feel, what's your views on it. I feel like we're going to still be quarantined probably for another 3 weeks at least, maybe four, and then going back to normal. What the fuck is normal? Like, that ain't ever happening. So since we're not going back to normal, we're going to have a different type of normal. And what is that going to be with, you know, intimacy and dating and stuff? You meet a guy and y'all go and you meet for drinks, right? And you have drinks. This is, you know, after everything hopefully opens up or whatever. And you meet and you go have drinks. And, you know, you're feeling good and you're looking good. And this person is attracted to you. You're attracted to them. Like, do you kiss a motherfucker right on the first date right now? Like, in the new world order. Are we going to be able to kiss? And are you going to let somebody touch your face? Or, you know, caress your neck or something like that? You know, all the touchy-feely stuff that a person does to show that they're interested in you on a date. You know, guy might, you know, grab the back of your, you know, your lower back when you're walking, or he might hold your hand or put his arm around you or give you a real hug or kiss you on the neck. Like, are we going to be able to go right back into that? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's interesting to see, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because look, this shit is fucking important. At least to me it is. It's important. You know, I'm a touchy-feely type of person. You know, I love to kiss. I think I'm a good kisser. You know, if you've ever kissed me, I would like to think that, you know, you enjoyed it. And right now, I'm just kind of, you know, skeptical about it. I don't know. I don't think it's something that many people are probably giving thought about, but LaPeach is definitely thinking about this, me and my horniness, you know, thinking about fucking kissing and sex and shit, you know. I don't have a steady beau, but, you know, I have associates and I have friends and people that I see, you know, and I've been reaching out to them and making sure that they're safe and everything. And I don't know. It's something to think about. Like, what is going to be your level of comfortability back into the dating world, you know? You got to date somebody and hang out with somebody to get to find them to be a partner, or, you know, if they're going to be your lover or boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, whatever. So we have to have some sort of intimacy, you know. Intimacy doesn't necessarily have to mean sex. But what is the kissing and touching part of a date? Is that going to be welcomed with a stranger? Not with a homie or somebody that you've been seeing. But then again, you might cut the deck on that. But speaking about people that you've probably been seeing, I don't know, ladies. And this right here goes out to the ladies. I have some old boyfriends sending me text messages and shit. From out the clear motherfucking blue. Like, hey, what's up? I know it's been a while. I'm just checking on you because I know you work down at the hospital. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, it's been a while, you know. Yeah, I'm good, you know, no symptoms. I'm feeling okay. How about you and yours? Everybody cool. That's what's up. Can I call you? This is what's being said in the text. I heard somebody say on TV that be careful with these motherfucking ex-boyfriends, girlfriends that fall from out the fucking sky. Because people lonely and they just reaching out and shit, you know what I mean? So me like an asshole, I said, listen, I said, yeah, hit me up. I ain't talk to this motherfucker in a minute. Let me see what he talking about. Before I text him back and I say, sure, you know, it'd be good to talk. Before I could even finish my text, a motherfucking pic come through. Motherfucker want to show me his dick. Like, so now I hit the send button, like, sure, we can talk, but you just sent me a dick pic before I could even, like, you know, filter it and shit. So then my phone automatically rings. Me like an ass, I picks up because I'm entertaining the shits, you know what I mean? So I say, hey, how are you? And he was like, oh, I'm good. I could tell this motherfucker smiling on the phone and shit, you know what I mean? He like, I be following you on social media and shit like that. I said, oh, really? I didn't know you you know, you was on my Instagram, my Facebook or whatever. He like, yeah, like, you got so many friends and shit on your fucking social medias, you don't even know who's who. This motherfucker got a whole different name, a different pic, probably a pic of a dog or some shit like that. But I should have known it was this nigga, because when I went back to look and read through his post and shit, he's still the same goofy talking ass motherfucker as he was then. And as he sure is, fucking still is now, you know? So, but, you know, we talked or whatever. I said, oh, well, what's the dick pic about? He's going to say, oh, that wasn't for you. I said, oh, it wasn't for me. And he was like, no, I sent that by mistake. You took a picture of your penis and you sent it to me by mistake. Mm-hmm. You're right. And it wasn't for me? Okay. No, no, I wouldn't disrespect you like that, queen. I said, here we go with the shit. He won't disrespect me. I say, no. I say, I remember what the penis used to be like. I mean, that's your penis. It looks well. The fuck? It looks well. You know what I mean? The problem with you, nigga, wasn't never your penis. It was just your motherfucking mental. It's like your mental is goofy, which makes me not even want to entertain the penis. So that's a whole nother story. I mean, it's COVID, but I ain't in here fucking horny and bugging out. You know what I mean? Like, no. But anywho, we talked for a little bit, and we busted up, and, you know, we were just talking about old shit and reminiscing and shit like that or whatever. He was like, well, you know, once all this COVID and corona shit is done with or whatever, like, you know, I would like to take you out. I said, you know what? I can't even make no promises to you, buddy. And he was like, why you acting like that? I said, no, I ain't trying to be all snooty and shit, but we don't even know what this whole normal gonna be. And I ran down to him, where he was talking about, you know, going out and dating people and, you know, what the atmosphere gonna be. I don't know if they open this shit up, if I'm gonna wanna run right to a restaurant and sit down and eat in the motherfucking and have somebody cooking your food and all this shit. I'm not ready, I'm not prepared. So he act like he kind of understood or whatever, and we talked for a little bit, and we said our goodbyes. However, every couple of days or so, he'll send me a text. Hey, beautiful. This nigga. Hey, beautiful. I was like, hey, what's up? You gotta cut a motherfucker short, yo, because they trying to rekindle old shit or start some new shit with you, you know what I mean? And I figure if you an ex or an old boyfriend, you probably that for a reason. I do have great relationships with exes. Great relationships doesn't mean you still getting the yams. Great relationships just means that there's no bad beef or blood. If I seen you out and about, you know, it's love and, hey, how are you? How's your mom? How's your family and shit? Like, I ain't got no negative energy floating like that, but that doesn't mean you get a goddamn golden ticket to the LaPeach motherfucking lair. Like, it's just not you. You know what I mean? It's just not for you. We've had our time, and you know, I don't like to end relationships or destroy relationships. You know, you deal with people accordingly. You know what I mean? Everybody has a purpose, serves a purpose. So I don't try to have no bad blood with exes, but that one in particular that's been reaching out, I'm good. I wish you well, though. You know who he is. But anywho, yeah, COVID got us just in a different space when it comes to dating and shit. And I've just been using this time to reflect, work on my business. I have a website where I'm selling jewelry, lipstick, sunglasses, all those good things that I hope we get a chance to use for this summer. And that's at LaTanyaLaPeach215.com. You can definitely click on that link and shop. You know, get you some shades, some lipstick. Because it's going to open up at some point. Even if you say, damn, it's 80 degrees and you want to put your shades on, and you know, for a girl, you put a little lip gloss, a little lip balm, a little lipstick, sunglasses, lipstick, and a ponytail get you a long way. All the sisters who sitting home like, yo, I need somebody to do my hair, my story is I purchased from Amazon these kinky They supposed to be human kinky clips. I've been kind of clipping them in my hair and blending it in with my natural hair and just wearing like a natural ponytail or afro, you know, crinkly style or whatever. And I'm getting through it. It's not my three bundles in a closure, but I'm looking half decent out here when I go to a club Walmart, because that's, you know, ain't nowhere else to go, club Walmart or the supermarket, you know, some shit like that. But I ain't looking raggedy in these streets. I'm just not looking, you know, I'm not looking like I just, you know, like I belong on a, you know, an ebony cover, but I'm maintaining, you know. And then, you know, beauty is from the inside out. So if you're a good person, beautiful person from in the inside, your beauty is going to just exude out. So, you know, we don't need three bundles and a closure to just keep us together all the time. You can just do your own natural hair and, you know, set it for your look and feel good about that. And that's what it is. So, I don't know. I don't believe in just being home and saying, oh, well, I'm staying in pajamas and my slides all day. No, because I feel like that's where that college 15 pounds come in, because we come out of here, some folks gonna be bloated. I'm drinking more wine than I probably ever have. Debatable. But I'm drinking wine, I'm eating more, I'm home more, so I'm trying to find little exercises and things just to be active in the house. You know, I got my little shake weight here. I'm using it to, like, try to tone and work on my arms. I don't know if it's helping. It beats a blank, I think. You know, so. I don't know. I'm in a pretty chill spot right now. If this thing gotta go another 30 days, I can get through it. Safety first. Safety is first. And I know every news station, probably radio station, podcasting, everybody's talking about it. You know, at some point you got to tune it out because it can overwhelm you, you know, with the, you know, all the, they talk about all the deaths and all the coronavirus, you know, people and the test kits and, you know, false readings and shit. It's a lot of propaganda, a lot of stuff going on out here, and it can really make you depressed. But I'm telling you to be encouraged and feed not just your face and your body, but feed your mind. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to turn that shit off. Most times you got to turn the shit off. Not have a blind ear to it. Just have a moment of your own clarity, whatever that is. If it's you relaxing, listening to D Nice on Instagram, who's killing it. Any of the battles. I really love the Teddy Riley and Babyface battle on Instagram. I'm all tuned in. And I just recently heard that Dr. Dre and Diddy might be doing a little battle, whatever. I think that's going to be good. And you know, we calling it battles, but it ain't battles. It's for the culture. You know what I mean? It's for the culture. Right now, hip-hop turned up, yo. Hip-hop has turned up, and it's getting us through this shit. You know what I mean? Hip-hop is turning up as far as medically, you know. It's helping hospital workers and everything. I think Diddy raised all this money or whatever for, you know, PPEs, personal protective equipment for nurses and hospital staff and doctors and shit. I heard Jay, big homie, Meek and Van Jones and them guys did some things with getting a mask and personal protective equipment for inmates and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to the brothers that's locked down, you know what I mean? Because them niggas ain't bring that shit in there. That's the people that work at the prison who's infecting them guys, you know what I mean? And the women that are in prison. So, you know, shout out to them. My prayers are with them. And it's a really rough time. This podcast today really is just about me just talking about relationships. You know, what I'm saying right now is all relationship-based. Relationship on, you know, with man, women, woman, woman, man, man, you know, whatever. Relationship with yourself on your beauty and how you want to look, how you want to feel good. You know, when your mind is clear and you look good and you feel good, those things are are important to you, are important to us, to the soul. You know what I mean? Grooming is, the way you look says a lot about yourself. So right now, in these times when we can't go anywhere, still put on a pair of jeans. You put on a pair of jeans, come out those sweats, put your jeans on, let your booty stick out. You know what I mean? Put a tank top on, let your breast, show your curves. You ain't going nowhere, you in the house, so what? But you shower, you clean, you up. You know what I mean? And if you wanted to go somewhere, you look good enough as you could. You know what I mean? That's my mentality. What the fuck do I know? That's how I'm getting through it. That and Merlot. And I'm keeping it 100. That and Merlot. So, we out here, yo. We out here. I love you all, and I thank you for tuning in. And I got to get my podcast game up. People been asking for it, and like, yo, you home. You ain't doing shit. I'm home, but I'm not home because I'm working. You know, I'm still working, you know. So, I'm going into the hospital. It's hectic there. We caring for these people or whatever. So when I get home, I'm like showering, chilling. I'm really enjoying my time with my family, with my daughter and her girlfriend, Eats for Beats. You can follow them, Eats for Beats, on Instagram. And we just really taking the time to really just lean in on each other. You know what I mean? And working on, you know, my business plan, trying to get, you know, a couple streams of income popping. This is like a really good time to just really start working on you, you know. And you probably can't get out to go see a boo. Or if you can go out and see a boo, just be careful, you know what I mean? Tell the nigga wash his hands. Oh my gosh, if I catch one of you motherfuckers who don't wash your hands, it's going to be a problem. Wash your hands. Coughing in your elbow and your armpit, you know what I mean? Cover your mouth, wash your hands. Did I say that? Let me say it again. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. You know what I mean? You gotta wash your hands. Listen to some good music. I've been rocking out the Jadakiss new album, that's lit. I've been downloaded some stuff from Tidal. You know what I mean? I just been like keeping my ear to my music, my health. And then, I believe in God. I know people have their own thoughts on what God is. Build on that relationship too. You know, read your word, read your Quran, read and study and meditate on whatever it is that you get, you know. How you're learning from, you know, what you lean on and what you depend on. Like, this is the time to do that, you know. I sound preachy as fuck, but it is what it is, you know. I care about y'all, and I know you care about me, so let's care about each other, you know. So, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I promise you, I won't wait so long for the next episode. I might do something again tomorrow and drop it and get my podcasting up. Because I enjoy talking to you guys. I do. I think I'm going to bring a guest on. I don't know. If you'd like to be a guest, inbox me. Let me know. We can keep it funny. We can... you know what? Let's keep it funny. Let's keep it entertaining. There's enough shit out here in the world that already got us mind-boggled. And, you know... It just popped in my head to say this. Don't be fucking drinking disinfectant or injecting disinfectant or doing anything with Clorox bleach, you simple, silly ass, goofy motherfuckers. None of that. Don't fucking do it. Y'all know this fucking president is crazy. Don't listen to that shit. This shit is wild. I saw on the news that they said the poison control centers and shit, like the calls were just coming up. Who the fuck is these motherfucking crazy ass people that just believe that? I don't know. Scriptures say, if I'm not mistaken, that my people die or they perish from a lack of knowledge. Increase your knowledge, y'all. Know enough about most things so you won't fall for the littlest, goofiest thing, I guess. I don't know. Stay tuned. I'm Latanya LaPeach. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time. Be blessed.